Welcome to the Countdown to Canada podcast by Arrive, a podcast for newcomers by newcomers. We give you the information, resources, and tips you need to build a successful life here. Whether you're exploring your immigration options, looking for your first job, starting your studies as an international student, or adapting to life in Canada, this podcast will set you up for a smooth journey. Now let's get you home. Hi, everyone. I'm your host, Clemna Vauvalier. Although I've lived in Canada for over a decade now, I clearly remember the unlearning and learning that my spouse and I had to do as we got familiar with how things worked in Canada. For instance, the banking and financial system in Canada is a little different from my home country. For one, in France, most people make purchases with debit cards instead of credit cards. And so credit scores and credit histories were not something that I'd ever considered important. But in Canada, these are extremely important for your financial success. If you're planning your move to Canada, knowing what to expect when you arrive here can shorten your learning curve and make it easier for you to adapt to your new country quickly. So today, I'm here with Wanzi Silva, who's the Senior Manager of Client Success and Operations for Newcomer and Cultural Markets at the Royal Bank of Canada. Hi, Wanzi. It's great to have you back on the podcast. How have you been?
Hi, Clem. I'm doing well. Thanks for inviting me back.
Listeners, we had Wanzi on the last season in episode 5 to talk to us about banking for newcomers to Canada. So check out that episode, and you can also find in-depth information about Canada's banking system, as well as tips on banking, saving, and investing in our financial guide for newcomers, which we've linked out to in the episode description. But today, we want to take a deeper dive into credit scores in particular. Wanzi, as you well know, this is something that many newcomers are anxious about during their first few months in Canada, and oftentimes even before they arrive.
And yes, with good reason. Building your credit score from scratch in a new country isn't easy.
Absolutely. And we want to make sure that newcomers have all the information they need in order to make the right choices when it comes to their Canadian credit history. So let's start at the beginning. Wanzi, what exactly does credit score mean?
I usually explain this by saying that your credit score is your financial reputation here in Canada. When you borrow money from a bank or a financial institution, certain information is shared with the credit bureaus in Canada.
And these credit bureaus are Equifax and TransUnion, right?
That's right. And you begin to repay the money you borrowed. Additional information is then shared with the credit bureaus, such as whether you paid your bills on time, whether you missed any payments or made late payments, and how much debt you still have outstanding. Over a period of time, all of these factors go into building your credit history in Canada. And your credit score is essentially a three-digit number that signifies the health of your credit history. It represents your credit worthiness and financial reputation and indicates to lenders your capacity to repay a loan.
So you'll need a good credit score every time you want to get credit or borrow money from a financial institution, whether it's in the form of a credit card, a car loan, or a mortgage. Is that right?
Yes, that's not all. In Canada, your credit score may be required in other situations where someone needs to determine if you are financially trustworthy, such as when you're renting a home, maybe applying for a postpaid phone plan, and in some cases, even when you're applying for a job, for example, in the finance industry.
Absolutely. So it's super important for all residents of Canada, including newcomers, to have a good credit score. And so tell me, what is the usual range for credit scores?
Well, credit scores range from 300 to 900, with 300 being the lowest possible score and 900 being the highest score awarded for excellent credit history. Usually, a score of about 750 or more is considered good, and that will qualify you for most standard loans. It's that magic middle number you should aim for in the beginning.
Okay. So, Wanzi, you said that 300 is the starting level score. So does that mean that newcomers don't start with a zero credit score?
No, they don't, because there is no such thing as zero credit score. Newcomers start with no credit score, which is not the same as having a very low credit score. It just means that they don't have any credit history in Canada yet. Now, once you start taking and repaying credit, credit score will likely be somewhere in the 600s to mid-700 range, depending on how well you're managing your finances. As credit agencies get more information on your credit use and the length of your credit history increases, your credit score will start improving.
Okay, that's good to know. So you won't start at zero. In fact, if you're doing all the right things, you'll likely start with a fair credit score. Now, let's talk about how newcomers to Canada can start building their credit score in Canada.
Sure. Broadly speaking, there's only one way to build your credit history, and that is to take and repay credit from a lender. And the easiest way to do this is to get a Canadian credit card and start using it regularly. And when you get your bill, make sure you pay it on time and preferably in full.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm. Usually a credit card is the easiest form of credit you can get in Canada. And I know that for some newcomers, it may seem counterintuitive to pay for things by credit when you have enough funds available in your checking account. But that's just how things are done in Canada. You need to use and repay some form of credit in order to build your credit score here. So it's best that you start adjusting to this way of life sooner rather than later when you get here. But as a newcomer, since you won't already have Canadian credit history, qualifying for a credit card isn't always straightforward, right?
That's true, Clem. But some of the major banks in Canada, such as RBC, offer special newcomer credit cards. In fact, you can book an appointment to speak with an RBC newcomer advisor to learn about your credit card options and open a bank account with RBC even before you arrive in Canada using the link in the episode description. However, you can only apply for a credit card once you're physically present in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
The best thing about newcomer credit card is that you don't need to have an existing credit history, and you can apply for one as soon as you arrive in Canada. The credit limit you get approved for in the beginning may be low, although RBC newcomer credit cards offer a credit limit up to $15,000 Canadian, depending on your financial situation.
Thank you for explaining that, Wanzi. Despite this, there may be some newcomers who don't qualify for a newcomer credit card, but that doesn't mean that they can't build their credit history in Canada. Wanzi, in a situation like this, what options do newcomers have?
Before I answer this question, I want to say that it's not very common to be rejected for a newcomer credit card. So definitely try that option first. But if for some reason you don't qualify for one, you can opt for a secured credit card instead. A secured credit card is issued against a deposit you make with your financial institution. Now, this deposit serves as a security amount that the lender can use if you're unable to pay your credit card bills. For example, if you put down a $1,000 deposit, you'll usually qualify for a secured credit card with a $1,000 limit. In some cases, a financial institution may also require proof of your income or savings to approve your application. Another alternative would be to get a cosigner for your credit application. A cosigner can be a friend, a relative, who already lives in Canada and has an established credit history. Essentially, they'll serve as a guarantor for the credit card and will be responsible for repaying your credit if you're unable to do so. Keep in mind that being a co-signer or guarantor is legally binding, so only close friends and family members usually agree to do it.
Okay, so we've talked about what credit scores are and why they're important, and the best way to start building a Canadian credit history is to get and use a credit card. But building healthy credit is about more than that. So let's take a closer look at some of the factors that impact your credit scores in Canada. What factors do credit bureaus care about when it comes to credit histories?
Excellent question, Clem. Since we're talking about newcomers, the first factor I want to talk about is the length of your credit history in Canada. This shows how long your credit accounts have been open and how often you've used credit. Obviously, newcomers who've just started their lives in Canada have a brand new credit history. So this factor doesn't really work in their favor. However, as time passes, credit agencies and financial institutions will have more information on your credit payment and spending behavior, and they will develop a better understanding of your credit worthiness.
Mm-hmm.
Next, there's credit inquiries. Now, every time you apply for credit or when someone runs a credit check on you, a credit inquiry is made on your account. Your credit score may be negatively impacted by how often and how recently you've applied for credit.
And why is that?
Well, if you're applying for multiple credit cards or loans on a regular basis, that's usually a sign that you are financially unstable and that you've been turned down by other lenders. So a financial institution will take that into consideration. But I want to point out that there are two types of credit checks, and only one of them negatively affects your credit history. Credit checks that are done by financial institutions, lenders, or other third parties when you're seeking a loan, looking to extend your credit or increase your credit limit, and these count as hard hits and can result in a decrease in your credit score. On the other hand, if you check your credit score yourself, or if a landlord or an employer makes a credit inquiry on your report, essentially when you're not seeking to borrow money, that counts as a soft hit and does not negatively impact your credit history. Another tip newcomers often find helpful is that when you're comparing loans or mortgage rates from different lenders, try to contact all providers you're considering within a short time window. Because typically when multiple similar credit inquiries are made on your report within a week or so, they count as a single hard hit. This means your credit score will only decline once.
That's a really great tip, Wanzi. Coming back to what you were talking about earlier, what other factors impact your credit score?
Another crucial factor is your credit utilization ratio, which is also known as the debt-to-credit ratio. Don't let this term stress you out. The concept is fairly simple. Your credit utilization ratio is a ratio of the total credit available to you at a given time and the portion of it that you're using. For instance, if you have a credit card with a credit limit of $3,000, that's the amount of credit that's available to you. If you spend about $1,000 on your credit card each month, your utilization ratio is 33%. A high credit utilization ratio can negatively impact your credit score. As a rule of thumb for newcomers, it's best to avoid using more than 35% of your credit limit.
I also want to flag that if you have multiple credit cards or a mix of different credit products, your credit utilization ratio is calculated on your total credit limit.
That's right, Lim. Another factor that significantly impacts your credit history is your debt repayment record. This is essentially your history of repaying your bills, loans, and credit card balances. Do you pay off your debt on time? Do you repay your full credit card balance or just make the minimum payment? If you're paying your debt off in full and on time, your credit score will improve over time. On the other hand, missed or late payments can be damaging to your credit history. Negative factors such as late payments can stay on your credit report for about 6 years, and you definitely don't want to make such mistakes during your initial years in Canada.
Yes, and if you're new to using credit cards and you're not sure you'll be able to remember the payment due date for your credit card, many Canadian banks allow you to set up pre-authorized bill payments for your credit card. Use that feature. I actually made this mistake in my first year here in Canada, and at the time, my bank didn't offer this feature, and I missed a payment because I was busy with the million things that need doing when you're setting up in a new country. And I missed the payment because I forgot the date, even though I had the funds on my account. So don't make the same mistake I made. Use the automatic payment feature for your bills, including your credit card bill.
Yes, just make sure you have enough funds in your bank account to cover your credit card bill, because a bounced payment is bad for your credit history too. Besides these, there are a few factors that become important as your credit history grows, such as your total credit account balance and the different types of credit products you have. As a newcomer, however, just having one or a maximum of two credit cards should be enough. Once you're settled in Canada and your financial needs grow, you might need a car loan or a personal loan or a mortgage, but generally you should avoid applying for extra credit products that you don't need or can't repay.
Thank you, Wanzi. This is really helpful information. Knowing about the factors that go into determining your credit history and score can be beneficial as you're adapting to the Canadian financial environment. So Wanzi, can you also share your tips and best practices for newcomers who want to build a good credit score in Canada?
Absolutely. So first of all, it's really important that you use your credit responsibly. Don't live above your means. Remember, credit is not free money.
Oh no.
You'll have to repay whatever amount you borrow. So make sure you're only spending what you can afford to pay back. Pay your credit card bills or your loan installments in full and on time every month. When lenders ask to review your credit report and see your credit score, they want to know how reliable you are with paying your bills. Because usually, past payment performance is considered a good predictor of future performance. Pre-authorized payments, like you just said, Clem, plus making one-time payments isn't just important for your credit score. It will also help you avoid debt because interest rates on credit products, especially credit cards, can be very high in Canada. Next, always stay within your credit limit. Ideally, as a newcomer, you shouldn't be using more than 35% of your total credit limit. Using credit well also means actually using it.
Yes.
Just having a credit card and keeping it in your wallet isn't going to help you build your credit history. So use your credit card regularly for small, everyday purchases like groceries, coffee, your phone, or utility bills.
Wansi, that's a great tip. But realistically, many newcomers start off with credit cards that have a low limit. And what happens if a newcomer wants to use their credit card for a big purchase, like furniture, electronics, when you're setting up your life here in Canada? Can they do this without negatively affecting their credit history? So let's say you have a credit limit of $3,000 and you're furnishing your apartment and you need to buy $2,000 of furniture. That right there, that's over the 35% limit you mentioned earlier.
Great question, Clem. The short answer is that you can, as long as the purchase amount is less than your available credit limit. That $2,000 furniture is less than the credit limit of $3,000, so you're okay. But that doesn't leave you much room for everyday spending for the rest of the month. So you may want to pay off your credit card balance before the bill comes due, maybe in the middle of your billing cycle.
And that's okay?
Yes, that's totally okay. Or if you've already made some purchases on your credit card that month and then want to buy something expensive, it's a good idea to first pay off the outstanding balance and then make your big purchase. This way, lenders don't get the impression that you're living beyond your means or that you're living on credit.
Well, that makes sense. Any other tips?
Yes, besides these, I would recommend that newcomers limit their number of credit applications in the initial months. Remember, every hard hit will cause your credit score to drop by a few points. And in the beginning, you don't need multiple credit cards. So don't be tempted to sign up for every card you see advertised. Once you have the first credit card, you should only apply for credit if and when you really need it.
Okay, I have a question here. One of the factors that positively impacts your credit history in the long run is your credit mix, or the number and types of different credit products you have. So shouldn't newcomers aim for a diverse mix of credit products as well?
Not in the beginning, no. For newcomers, it is recommended to start off with a single credit card and gradually apply for other credit products at a later stage. When you become more established in Canada, diversifying your credit and having a mix of credit products may improve your credit score. But if you try to get too many credit products upfront, your credit score will decline with each credit inquiry. Plus, taking on too much debt can also hurt your credit score.
Understood. Thank you for clarifying that. If you're not sure when the timing is right yet, you should speak to your trusted financial advisor, someone who understands your situation and will give you solid financial advice that's right for you. I personally strongly recommend connecting with one of RBC's newcomer advisors. They can help you get your banking started in Canada, but they can also give you sound advice that's relevant to your situation as you settle into your new life. You can find a link to book an appointment in the episode notes. And Wansi, you led one of these newcomer advisor teams in your previous role, which is why we're so grateful to you for sharing your advice with our audience here today.
My pleasure, Clem. I do have one final tip for the road. Keep tabs of your credit report and flag any inaccuracies to your credit bureaus. This is very important because errors or inaccuracies can be signs of fraud. So make sure you're going through your credit report periodically and checking all your credit card and loan accounts. And if there are any payments that are made on time but are listed as missing or late, flag those to both your bank and the credit unions. Check your personal information. Make sure you've actually opened all the accounts that are listed on your credit report. If there are extra accounts listed, it could mean that your identity has been stolen. and someone is applying for credit in your name. Or it could also be that there's been a mix-up with someone with a similar name and date of birth.
Yes, and keep in mind that TransUnion and Equifax issue their credit reports independently. So your credit score might be very slightly different from one to the other. But do check both of these reports. And this actually brings me to my next question, Wanzi. How can newcomers check their credit history and their credit score?
There are a few ways to do this, Clem. The first is through the two credit bureaus. Credit bureaus can give you both your detailed credit report as well as your credit score. You can find instructions on how to get these on the TransUnion and Equifax websites. Again, ordering your own credit report from a credit bureau does not impact your credit score, but there may be a cost associated with it. Usually, it's enough to check each credit report once a year, but you might want to request your report from one credit bureau first, then wait for 6 months to request it from the other bureau. This way, you'll be able to detect and report issues sooner. If you only want to check your credit score, some banks like RBC let you view your credit score for free through your online banking. You can check your score as often as you want, and it's a good way to track of any significant increases or decreases in your score. Then there are some third-party services that offer to provide your credit score for free. Others may ask to sign up for a paid service to see your credit score. But be careful when you're choosing this option, because there are fraudulent websites that sometimes offer free credit scores in an attempt to get you to share your personal and financial information. So if you're not checking via your bank or directly with the credit bureaus, please do your research.
Yes.
And read the terms and conditions and double check that company won't share or sell your personal information.
Thank you, Wanzi, for sharing that. Before we end this episode, I have one final question for you. In the past, we've had questions about whether newcomer couples should build their credit history independently or together. Should they get a joint credit card or one primary card with a supplementary card to begin with? Or should they instead get separate credit cards?
That's a great question, Clem. In most cases, it's actually best to start off with separate credit cards. If you've got one primary card and a supplementary card, then you are only building credit history for the primary card holder. Whereas if both partners have their own credit cards, they'll be able to keep their spending low. It'll be easier to stay within their credit limits. And you both build your credit histories at the same time. And when you need to apply for other forms of credit, for example, a mortgage, a car loan, it will be easier to qualify if both partners have built good credit histories.
Got it. Wanzi, this has been an incredibly valuable conversation. Thank you so much for being here today. And I'm sure our audience will have learned a lot about credit scores and how they can start building their Canadian credit history. To those who've been listening, thank you for tuning in. If you want to learn more about Canada's banking system, don't forget to download our free financial guide for newcomers, which we've linked out to in the episode description. Thank you for listening to the Countdown to Canada podcast by Arrive. For other newcomer resources to help with your career, life, and finances in Canada, check out our website, arrivein.com, and subscribe to our podcast. And we hope to see you back for the next episode.